WSHY 363 Mobile.
WSBT 754.
WRWB 49. Calling WSBT 754. You copy?
Morning time, Mike. Heading that away.
Yeah. Morning time out there, and I wonder if both Paul's and Tim are out here this morning.
Haven't heard anybody. I ID'd there about 5-10 minutes ago. Kind of cold. Pillow had me in the headlock this morning. Wouldn't let go.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I hollered for you yesterday on the way home, but just the machine was shut down.
Yeah, I noticed that when I got out of work. I didn't get out till like 4 o'clock, so I figured, well, you're probably already gone at that point, you know, past to Baltimore. So I'm like, well, I'll give it a whirl. And yeah, when I went to try it, no bueno.
Yeah, I rolled up in front of the house at 4:08, so I was out of range. I hollered at you on the Troy as well, but no answer, so I just kept on cruising, turned up the music.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, well, the Troy, you know, that one, surprisingly, has got some really good coverage. I was talking to somebody up that way yesterday, out about around like 28 mile and county line.
Yeah, it seems to have good coverage. I mean, it was choppy, but, you know, I was able to get into it. Whether or not I was coming out of it very well, I don't know, but yeah, I was able to trip it anyway.
Yeah, that one there seems to have a really good footprint. It's not one of those tall buildings down in Troy. And, yeah, it gets out pretty good.
Man, for whatever reason, yesterday was one of them long days, man. It just would not end. I didn't have no problems or anything, but it's just like tick-tock. It was, come on, man.
Oh, I hear you, man. I've had days like that to myself, and it's like, oh, man, can this day be over yet?
It's just, we've only just begun, in the words of Karen Carpenter.
Good morning. I knew that's where that came from, the Carpenters, yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, the big boss, right? wasn't around yesterday, he's starting to take up some of his PTO. I ended up in one of the planner's offices and just sitting there shooting the breeze, man, and them yawns just wouldn't stop. I'm like, man, do I want to go home, and it's only 2:30.
Yeah, Mondays. Mondays aren't much fun. WSHM 738.
As Bob Geldof would say, you don't like Mondays.
I just hope it's not a precursor to the week. I got to work Friday. It's going to be a long week at this rate.
I thought you were all done with Fridays.
Oh, this is my last one, but I might take it off. I talked to the plant manager yesterday. He goes, you working Friday? No. I said, I'm thinking about maybe taking it off, you know. Because we better get it quick before other people do and have too many gone.
Well, there is another option. I don't know if I want to say. You could become an unemployed South Warren bum.
Oh, I could, man, but I kind of like my house, my truck, my food, my clothes, my wife, you know. There's that.
I don't know. I've been a worker since I was a young kid and been working every day since, so, I mean, it's just a natural thing to do. I mean, natural if you're normal.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I grew up on a farm. The old man was an ex-Marine, former Marine, or whatever the hell they call themselves. And, yeah, summer times weren't fun, man. It was all work, work, work.
Yeah, hard labor, too.
I can imagine you probably had to get up around, like, 4 o'clock every morning to, you know, tend to the livestock or whatnot.
Yeah, that's about right. Especially like in high school when we had one building and the junior high and the high school shared it. The high school went in the mornings, junior high in the afternoons. So we were starting school like 6:30 maybe, I forget. So we were up early, man, getting all the chores done. We had a few cows had to be milked, you know, and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was nothing but work, 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 man. I wish I had a dollar for every bale of hay I moved. I don't think I'd be working today.
The reason why I know that is because I went to school, you know, in a really rural area growing up. And, you know, some of us lived in neighborhoods and some of us, or some of the, you know, the students, they lived out on farms when it was still, you know, mostly rural area before it all got built up.
I count 11 days left. That's what I count there, Charlie. 11 work days left.
You know what? I think I counted 11 yesterday, too. So, yeah, we're even, Steven.
Believe me, I'm chalking them. Chalking them off one by one.
If you really want to count, I've got about 74 or 75 more weekends to go.
Oh, yeah, in the big scheme of things, you're talking.
In long term, man.
By the time I get to be your guys' age, it'll all be dried up. There'll be nothing left.
Nothing left but a bunch of bums on bow things.
That's just it, too. You know, they're one of the reasons why it's getting depleted.
got an old classic coming in today, from yesteryear, late 80s. So much so people didn't like the radio and they changed the way they produced it with a different front screen, but I really like, I like the old ones. They look better. People complained that they couldn't see them when they had them in the car because of the sunlight. But I think the way the radios are, you use it in the house, it's beautiful. The original version was beautiful, I think. Multicolored display. They get one of those in today. I kind of got it cheap, but I'm not sure. I think it works. I mean, that's what they said, but I have to throw it on the bench and check it out when I get home.
And what was it?
It's an older dual band Kenwood, but I mean, like, when they used to really build quality stuff, mind you. So, goes back to the late 80s. I'll send you the model number when I get to work via text. You don't have to respond, I'll just send it to you. But, anyways, yeah, an old classic. And when I was down in Dayton this year, I just took up another old classic that was new in the box. They used to have a 2-meter version of this radio back in the late 80s. And I found a different band, same radio. Here we go with the traffic jam. We got this freeway so screwed up. Brand new in the box from 87. Paid 75 for the radio, Charlie. It's beautiful. Here we go, jammers. Welcome to the Jamming Network.
And they wonder why they shut it down.
That's all related to that punk-ass kid.
Oh, that's their goal, to have it turned off.
They don't care. They don't respect any of the stuff, Charlie. They don't respect anything. Nothing. That kid doesn't respect anything. At all. And his little gang members, they don't respect anything. They could care less.
Well, most of his gang members are, on the welfare line. I mean, they don't have jobs. They piggyback off of our wallets, so.
Drunks and drug addicts and ill-educated, mind-like type people.
If they keep it up, they're not going to get anything for Christmas from me. I can be assured of that. USBT 754, not the jammer.
WSH 10738.
Yep, WRWB 49L. Only thing they'll get for me is maybe a lump of scat. That's it. Big pile of it.
Well, then you'll double their net worth, man. You make sure it's a small pile.
They're really digging up that westbound side of 696 west of 75 here.
Are they going to put those pedestrian bridges back in or what?
I don't think there were too many that I know of that I can recount west of 75. I'm not sure which ones you're referring to, but no, they're just doing the pavement. They've completed the eastbound side, but they're letting the westbound drive on it, so they're digging up the westbound side now. So.
I meant those tunnels, you know, the tunnels that had the park up above.
I think it was up.
I tell you, they're really milking that project, Dave.
You gonna work on that through the winter? That's gotta be fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. But hey, money's money, I guess. You know, if you bet your forte and profession, you know, money's money.
They are taking one of those up.
You know, that was like the biggest controversy back in the, what was it, the 80s? It was those tunnels. Because it had something to do with the Jewish Howitzer religion and the Sabbath. And they had to come up with something for those pedestrians up top there to walk to the church. That's why, you know, 696 was not, you know, it took longer than expected to complete because of Oak Park and those tunnels.
That was a big hold-up, yes, from them opening to get up west of 95, for sure. Well documented on the... I kind of remember reading something like that, because it went right through the community or something and split them, so they needed to put a pedestrian walkway through or something like that. A park. I think they actually built a park on, like a pavilion park or something.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, my grandma was telling me about that, you know, because, you know, she lived over in, right over there by Ted, 8 Mile and Evergreen.
Well, anyways, I looked, so Mike, one of those, and I don't know which one, I don't, never topside to know what they are up top, I just see them from underneath, but they have the westbound side of that whole overpass ripped out. And what's concerning is the westbound traffic's driving on the eastbound side. So the westbounders have to find an alternate route east. That they got these 2x4s, these really long 2x4s, holding up the eastbound side of that bridge right in the center between the east and westbound side. It's like, yeah, okay, those 2x4s are holding that whole thing up. Okay. Hey, I'm on the end of the string here this morning, so I'll catch you guys later. You guys have a good Tuesday. WSHM 738. 2 week here. Hey, Paul, have a good day, bud.
Yep, we'll catch you later.
I think I'll have one more stick, and then I'll go in. I'm in no hurry, Mike.
No, I figured that, you know, you're not going to leave right away. Yep, but that was the biggest controversy back in the 80s, was those tunnels. Yeah, there was an actual park up above that with trees and grass and all that stuff. And the reason why they're ripping them out is because every winter, you know, you get icicles that hang down to the point where they're, you know, when they break off or when they fall or whatever, they're hitting cars and piercing them.
Yeah, I remember reading something about that. It was a big park or something. It was like right through the middle of the community, wasn't it? Kind of split them. They had no way to get to each other or whatnot.
Well, it had something to do with the synagogue and the city and, you know, these religious leaders. And it was one big thing back then. It was like a big mess. They finally came up with the Giancarlo and, you know, these contractors came up with an idea that, you know, somehow, you know, finagled something to make it work. Let's put it that way.
Well, I guess you can't make everybody happy. So now they were dealing with stalagmites hanging from the overpasses for how long?
I guess MDOT was tired of, you know, going out there and knocking them down, those icicles, and they're like, you know what, we got to come up with a better solution.
Man, this parking lot seems empty for 5:45. I'm beginning to think a bunch of people ain't coming in.
Man, how do people work like that, kiddo? I couldn't do that. They just show up when they feel like, is that what it is?
No, with this new outfit, you know, with the PTO, they stress, you know. Take your time off. That's why we give it to you, you know. A well-rested employee is a good employee, and, you know, you got the time, we want you to take it and everything. Well, some of these guys weren't reading the paper right. This one fella yesterday, Eddie, he was off last week. And after this week, he's going to be gone for the rest of the year. And he said, yeah, I got to, you know, use him before I lose him. I said, Eddie, man, you got enough time in like I do. You can bank up to 300 hours, you know. You can roll it over. He goes, you can? I goes, yeah, you didn't read the paper, man. So you know, we're at a higher level from 12 years and up. We can bank up to 300 hours, and after that, if you don't use it, then, you know, you quit accumulating it until you use it. He goes, oh, my God, dude. He goes, I've already, you know, I took the rest of the year off and used up the rest of my hours. He goes, I won't start getting any till when? I goes, well, you'll start gaining it back next year, you know. You'll get to whatever hours, 3.8 hours a week or something. You know, we accumulated at that rate. So, you know, you're going to be hurting, man. You're barely going to have any hours for, you know, summertime, dude. You goof, man. You should have read that paper. I think I got 108 right now I'm sitting on, and I'm going to use 40 in February. And then, I'll still have another 2 weeks after that, so... I'll make sure I have my week for 4th of July week, that's for sure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, when I worked at A&P Farmer Jack years ago, you know, they gave us like 5 weeks paid vacation. It was pretty cool. And then you had, you know, paid days off. Needed to take them like personal days. I mean, it was great, but that company, they just went belly up.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever had to deal with PTO, and it's not bad. You know, before I had 3 weeks vacation a year, you know, and then it re-upped in May. My anniversary date was in May, so every May I'd get 3 weeks back. You know, if you use them, they're gone, you know, until May, and that's it. I like this system because I keep accumulating more and more, you know. And I don't take a lot of vacations. I think last year was the first year I took 2 weeks of vacation and the same year, and, man, I can't remember when. Because I would always use just 1 week in the summer and sell the other two back. And the heck with it, you know, because I didn't really have a lot going on, so I just sucked them back. And that was, you know, my Christmas money and that sort of thing. But now, you know, since we accumulated every week, if I get enough ahead, I could take a vacation every 2 to 3 months, and it will take me a while to run out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's people that do that, you know.
At the end of the year, everybody wants out of here, so a few more trickled in, but not as many as there's normally here, so. All right, bud, well, it's almost time, so I'm going to run in and get my coffee made. I will try you this afternoon, Mike. You have yourself a great day. Drive safe, man. WSPT 754.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 489, and we'll talk to you later.
USGG 772, Chevy Township, mobile monitoring.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on there, Paul? All right, negative copy on WSGG 772.
WSGU 202, good morning.
WSJF 896, monitoring. Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 257, WSJF 896.
Oh, I think, sir. Good to hear from you as well. Just going bumper to bumper on the ice rink here, so I thought I'd pass the time listening to the radio. Over.
Yeah, I hear you. How bad is it out there? I have to go out a little bit later on this afternoon. I think we get a little cleared up here, but I'm going to go back way up to Rochester.
My personal opinion is not horrible, but currently going down Grand River by 8 mile, we're doing about 30 mile an hour, over.
And I'm sure there's a lot of variables too, you know, all the drivers.
Yeah, I'm staying in two-wheel drive, it's fine, it's manageable, yeah, it's definitely going to be a longer commute today.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Well, I just heard you pee up and figured I'd say good morning here on this day as well with my cup of coffee getting situated on my computer. So, you got a good day. I'm going to keep it on the side. Hope you guys can have 896.
All right, 10-4, good buddy. Hope the new job's treating you well, and take care. Talk to you later. WCT 257, clear monitoring.
WIZX 218, WIZ 38, copy.
WIZX 218, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Is it snowing by you? It's snowing here like hell.
It's quick. It's all moved over your way. This is going to be a little quick hit system, and it'll be right through here. So I'm in the tail end of it right now, but it dropped an inch on me here.
light powder there, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, it's sounding good. What are you, on the Yagi?
No, I'm back on the harvest.
Yeah, he's sounding good here. Oh, I tried to shout for you yesterday a couple of times, didn't hear you out there.
That repeater was off there for some time. It come right back on, I guess, when I hear, so I don't know. But I was in and out a couple of times.
Oh, I see, yeah, because I was traveling back and forth, back and forth. Then I came back and said, let me see if I was out there, if I didn't get a hold of you at all.
I heard traffic on the mobile, in the mobile, it was working. Then it go away. So it was on and off kind of there yesterday.
That could be Michigami.
No, I was hitting Macomb this morning. And it was coming back. Yeah, it was on high power though, on the harvest.
I just woke up about a half hour ago. I had my first coffee and I just didn't want to see if you're out there or not.
I was listening earlier this morning.
And no word on that 600, huh?
No, every now and then a radio check on it. That's about it.
I guess they got that repeater just for a radio check.
About it.
Too bad we lost Michigami out there.
Yeah, they bailed. Oh well.
Alright. Good talking to you anyhow. I'm going to have another coffee and make some breakfast. Some eggs and sausage and bacon. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUC 88.
Roger that. I gotta go deal with these squirrels out here. I got eight of them. Blue Jay. Bunch of cardinals. They're all driving me nuts. Talk to you later. WIUC X218. We're listening.
WSHR, if I just sit on the MRI.
WSEU 202 monitoring. WSEU 202, and we're monitoring from Roseville.
WSFZ 793 WSEU 202.
RNW 329, we're monitoring.
WRUZ 935 to the SHM 738. WSFF 330, mobile and monitor.
WROWB 49 calling WSBC 754, you copy?
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT just got underway.
Just got myself and I'm just heading home.
No extra stops today, huh?
Monitor I picked up, clean it up, and give it away to somebody.
Play the score to computer monitor.
No, TV, one of those,
choppy into the machine. Better to make you out.
Hold on. About now there, Charlie. I got getting through the unwanted UFO.
Yeah, you got some kind of noise coming in with you, like a buzzing noise. I don't know if somebody's keying with you or if it's you're just in a spot where it's got some weird noise coming in with you. I don't know if you're hearing it on my end.
Yeah, they're trying to jam you. That's what's going on, Charlie, Mike. They're trying to jam you.
That I do know.
Yeah, I don't know who that was that popped in, but yeah, there's somebody trying to jam us, Mike. As usual.
Yep, WSHM 738. They're trying to jam you guys. Anyways, a little tied up doing something, but I just wanted to let you know what they're doing. They're jamming you. WSHM 738.
I don't know why I don't recognize your voice in the afternoon, Paul. All right, buddy. We'll see what happens. WSBT 754.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. WSHM 738.
Yeah, afternoon, no problem. Yeah, no, I can hear it when I unkeyed. I could hear it just on the tail end. I knew what was going on. You know, the infamous WRZQ 607 Club. At it once again, you know. Somebody must have took away their brand.
Why can't you just grow up? I don't get it, man. You won't be happy until Sean takes this machine down for good, man. And that's too bad for the people that like to use it. But hey, man, that's on you. WSBT 754.
Release Jim Christ, just take away their monthly benefits. The ones that they piggyback on. Guarantee that half those people that are doing this don't even work. They just live off the taxpayer. Roger.
Well, it certainly seems they got nothing better to do. Anyway. Did you get some snow where you were at today?
It's a dust thing. I mean, this is nothing. I mean, some people, they go crazy over it. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do?
It come down pretty good this morning for a while. I don't know, around 8:30 maybe. We were outside trying to get a high-low started. It was coming down like crazy, man. Now it seems like it's warmed up at 34 degrees. The roads are open, clear, and just wet.
Yes, someone ran the machine out of propane.
Nah, it's an old antiquated thing we had out back. Real heavy duty one we never used, but we got some equipment coming Friday. We need to use it to get it off the truck. Hasn't been started in probably a year. They ended up needing a battery and they got it fired up finally, got it inside, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, copy. We used to have at work these pieces of crap that I was working at the store. These pieces of crap, you know, crowns. I mean, they were okay, but in a sense, but man, they just, a lot of times, you know, as they kind of unload the truck, halfway, they get stuck on the truck.
Yeah, they got a guy that's usually off on Friday. One of our planners. He's been with this company for a long time. And he's coming in Friday to unload this machine. And I told them that's good, man, because that high-low that they had, it ain't got no brakes, man. This thing is it's a trip to drive, man. It's got no brakes. You got to give it a lot of gas to get it moving. And once it gets moving, it don't want to stop. And they're taking off a brand new piece of equipment that costs a lot of money, man. Like, yeah, this is going to be fun to watch.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Yeah, what it was is the store didn't want to spend the money to buy new ones, so they just opted for some used ones from the warehouse, and that was, you know, down in Cincinnati. So, we get these things, and it's like, my Lord, you know, and some didn't even have the other safety, gate around it. It's like, oh, man.
We got this little thing in the back that, it's a forklift, but it's an old thing, dude. And these transmissions that we used to build for different types of machines, our old maintenance guy adapted this thing into this little forklift. I bet that thing will do 45 miles an hour, man, if you're brave enough to sit on it and go.
With that short wheelbase, I don't know. And those skinny wheels, forget it.
Yeah, this thing's about half the size of your standard, you know, high-low that you would see in most warehouses, you know. I think the one we got is a Toyota, I think. You know what I'm talking about, just standard old, you know, regular-sized forklift. That one's half the size of our big one. And that little thing out back, it's probably half the size of that little one. And I bet if you're brave enough, it'll do 45 miles an hour, man. And it'll either do, like, two miles an hour or 45. That's your choices.
Okay, with that, that's almost like saying, here, get on this here J-truck from Japan or India and do about 45, 50 miles an hour in it.
Yeah, they got it out by the scrap hopper, man. Ain't nobody gonna get on that thing anymore. It'll never run again. But that thing'll cook, man. I mean, it'll cook. I don't know what possessed him to make that thing the way he did, but the guy that put it together used to put the transmissions together that we used to make years ago, and he did it over in another building on 9 Mile. And that's what he used to load and unload stuff over there. And I don't know where he got it from, but he finagled and figured out a way to put one of them transmissions in there and made it work. And it's about the most dangerous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, look at, I mean, like, some of the stuff I have at home is, you know, considered not, you know, OSHA approved anymore. That's in my garage.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not under OSHA rules. This thing will do a burnout probably every bit of, I don't know, 50, 60 yards easy. It'll just smoke them tires, man. Oh, man. Yeah, they'll never see me on that thing. I don't know why he made it the way he did. He must have got it for free or something, but yeah, when the boss man heard about that thing, we were told to put that out by the scrap hopper and never to get on it again. I'm like, no problem, man.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I guess we're supposed to get some pretty nasty weather later on tonight, too. They said the drive in the morning is supposed to be interesting.
That's what they say, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, today was, it didn't bother me, but some people, man, they didn't know how to drive in it.
Nah, you're right. It's always them first few snows, man, that people forget where they live. Drive like maniacs. I got four-wheel drive. Yeah, well, four-wheel drive ain't got a four-wheel stop, and that's how it works.
Exactly. It even with track control and, you know, that ESP and pain assist and all that crap, it's still not going to stop you on a dime. You know, I have all that fancy crap in here. It don't do all that.
Well, I just got a two-wheel drive and some traction control button. It's always on. I never turn it off. I don't really see the point, but I just go slow, man. That's the trick. Just slow it down. You'll be all right.
Well, mine's both. I could put it in the two-wheel composite track, or I could do, four-wheel drive. Usually, in order to turn the four-wheel drive off, you gotta hold this button down on the shifter.
I've never bought a four-wheel drive. I had an old International Scout in Texas, and that was probably the only four-wheel drive I've ever owned. But, like, up here, I don't see the point in buying a truck with four-wheel drive that you're going to need it maybe 6 or 7 times during the winter, you know. The rest of the time, you're turning all that equipment. I don't know. I always just get two-wheel drive and drive slow. I'm in no hurry.
I guess it's something to have, you know, just in case. A Scout, eh? Man, it's something you haven't heard of in a long time.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool truck. Them things will go just about anywhere. They won't get there fast, but it'll get there. That truck was the bomb, man. But boy, the gas mileage was horrible.
It doesn't have the Nissan diesel in it, then. The four-cylinder.
Oh, no. This was, I think it was a 76. I want to say it was a 76 Scout 2. It was about the size of a Blazer at the time. Now, it had an 8-cylinder in it. But them things just weren't fast. They'll go anywhere, but they just won't get there very quick.
I forgot what they used for engines. Or was it an AMC?
You know, I want to say it was an AMC, but I don't remember much about it. I know that the transmission was like a Chrysler. They used parts from, you know, a few automakers on them things. It's been, man, I don't remember. Like I want to say a 360 or something like that. I may be wrong.
You could be right. It's kind of like my brother-in-law and his buddy's Checker Marathon. You know, that thing's all, you know, hodgepodge as far as like the interior and the powertrain goes.
Yeah, it's like they got parts from several different automakers, whoever they got the cheap bid from or whatever. I know they were heavy old sleds, man. They were heavy. But boy, that thing would just climb hills, just dog up that hill, you know. Go right through the sand and let a bunch of air out of the tires, you know, so the tires would come up and over the sand. That thing would go anywhere, man.
Like my mom, you know, had this old Chevy Love. It was like that. I mean, slow as a dog, but I mean, as far as like torque and like, you know, low end power, that it did have. It just wasn't fast because of that 2.2 liter Isuzu diesel.
My best friend growing up, his dad had an international travel off. You know, like a big suburban type thing. Man, we used to cram a lot of people into that truck. We beat the snot out of that thing, but it just kept right on it going, man. You couldn't stop it.
Like that one, the one guy had a grumpy old man.
Yes, yeah. That was a travel off.
You got Volkswagen, they came out with the new electric Scout, which, you know, don't even look like a true Scout.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can find one of them anymore, an international Scout. I don't even know if any place to start looking for one. Collectors, maybe.
He went around here in a while. The only thing I'd seen that was international, in their, pickup truck market. There's a guy around here that's got a four-door international harvester pickup truck. The full-size one, but the crew cab. Looks to be like, 60s.
Oh, no kidding. Body and everything was in pretty good shape.
Not too bad, actually. Looks pretty decent.
Yeah, he probably ain't got enough money in a lifetime to get it off his hands either. Bet it's a garage parked all winter.
Sits there over there by Shook Road in Jefferson. Right by the ice cream parlor. Lori's looking up.
Lori's Lick 'em Up. I love that place.
Good afternoon, John. WRWB 49.
Yeah, I had you guys going in the background quietly, but I got to get back to Discord. WRUZ 935.
Good there, John. WSBT 754. Well, I'll be hitting that dead zone here pretty quick, Mike.
As of right now, you're still getting into the machine. I mean, it's not, you know, perfect, but I can still understand you. You're still legible.
Yeah, it won't be for long, though. Once I get past that rest area, it's like it just drops right off. It's going to start going down that hill. It's over. And I should be coming up to that rest area here very shortly.
They got that one closed down. What are they working on it? Bulldozing it? What are they doing to it?
Oh, I saw a post the other day about that. I guess there's a boiler problem. Heat and hot water boiler, I guess. Some other issues on the building. Yeah, it's going to be closed for a while. They ripped the other one right out. It's no longer there at all. I think you know that. They had the septic lagoon had problems and the building was a mess and they just decided to close it up. I think they should have left at least the parking lot open. Give the truck driver someplace to sleep. Now that there's nothing between Port Huron and geez, I don't even know where the next rest area is going that way on 94 or 75.
The only thing I don't know that's that way is the truck stop there. Love.
Yeah, well, that fills up real quick every night. Every night when I go by there, you know, this time of day, it's already filling up. So, yeah, they could at least left it open for that party, you know, because, hey, what do I know?
Yeah. Anyhow, all right, well, you're almost at the end of your rope there. I could fill you fully in, so we'll catch you early in the morning.
There you have it, folks. Once you get past the next overpass, it's downhill, and then I'm out the door. All right, Mike, catch you in the morning, man. Take care. WSBT 754.
Alright, there's Killer.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WIZX 218, copy. WIZX 218, pretty quiet out here.
No, it's not quiet for me. What's happening? It is snowing here, by the way.
No, not here. It's all done for today, I think. Tomorrow a little bit. Be warm tomorrow, or some rain maybe too.
And that's what they say. 70%, that's what they say.
Roger that. Yeah, they get it picked up. Can't be having that stuff freeze, be all wet.
Yeah. I don't know. Tomorrow 70% and Wednesday, Thursday, I think Wednesday, Wednesday or Thursday, 95%.
I know, it'll be warm now.
So, I hope we don't have to shovel that snow.
Well, I don't know how much. Depends on the rain mixture with it, you know. So I don't know. We'll have to see you there, Roger.
So I was on the night last night in Saginaw. The guy said they're going to have 7 inches of snow down that way.
Yeah, and Lake Effect snow, I guess.
And you know what he said? He said he blew it by the blower. He said he never shovel. He just said, you got a blower and blow it, and that's it. It'll blow.
Copy that.
I really don't know what kind of blower he's got out there. Probably 300.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm down here in a little area that doesn't get the big snow anymore. I don't know. It's got to be just right there, Roger.
Well, I am against snow, man. I mean, today I had to shovel the snow with 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Copy that. Yeah, we just get hit and miss around these parts.
Well, I just came back from a grocery shopping at Sam's Club. It's so busy there. I guess everybody wants to get some food going before tomorrow.
Copy that. How much is gas out there?
$2.33. Not bad at all.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is good.
I got that was at about 3 days ago, 235, but today was 233.
Yeah, it's been a while being at that low, a few years.
You're right, they were saying that on TV last night.
Yeah, it's just till spring, and then they get off of this winter blend. They'll have all them excuses again. Roger.
Oh, that always has an excuse for that, those things. It never fails.
Roger that. I got all my birds coming back in to eat again before it gets dark. about 6 cardinals out here.
No, these guys, they don't go home or something like that. They're not afraid of cold weather, probably.
Oh, they're here all winter.
Must have probably have, not too far from you, a bridge, and that's where they sleep, under that bridge.
Yeah, they go in the forest behind me. Anywhere they can. They're the last ones, though, before it gets dark. They're the first ones in the morning, too, before it gets daylight.
What do you gotta do? Like, you go through one bag, big bag, every week?
I buy in the bulk. I buy in bulk. Cheap. Put it in steel garbage cans to feed, and then... Well, yeah, I buy it once a month, probably.
I have that here by the bulk. Otherwise, I would have bought it, but bags. And when it comes to the bag, you're talking big money. Last time I bought one, it cost $30. That was only 10-pound bag.
I know it. Everything's gotten expensive. You got peanuts. Peanuts in the shell isn't too bad, but it's getting up there, too.
Well, peanuts is peanuts, I guess. They hate that anyhow. They like that.
Copy that. They all do. In the shell or out of the shell, the sunflower seed. That pretty much does them.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hi, Randall. I'm a truck engine. I'm keeping going, but what else happening?
Just watching the snow melt. Might go out here and tidy up the sidewalk before it gets dark, and should melt quite a bit tomorrow if it's going to be 37 or 8 degrees there. Copy.
I just make sure that snowblower works tonight and tomorrow.
Roger that. No, it's ready.
Where's that generator?
Copy.
Get that. Generator working?
Say again?
Is that generator? That generator, is it working?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I started that up right before Thanksgiving there, I think. Ran it for about 15 minutes. Good to go.
One you got without battery?
Where's full start?
I got one with no battery. You got a full starter.
That's all this is, full start. No electric. Starts right up. Go.
Do you put that good gas in it? No octane?
Always. No ethanol.
That's what I need to do, empty that gas and put no ethanol. I don't know, not too many people have this no ethanol around here.
It should be around, well, maybe in winter, maybe not, I don't know. It should be cheap, too. I bet you it's $3 a gallon. $4.
Oh, right, you're right. It could be that much because the gas is not that high. That's why.
Roger that. but then again, I don't know. Then again, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's separate from regular gasoline. I don't know. You have to go see.
You know what, that is the best time to buy it right now, because the gas is cheap.
See that?
I think that's what I'm going to do. Get a couple of gallons, maybe two, three gallons. I got five gallon chuck, but I don't want all 5 gallons. I think at 2 gallons, I think it's better.
Yeah, whatever, depends. How much snow you get to use it, whatever, you know. Or power goes out. Never know.
Let me ask you, what does it do if you put it in the car? What would happen?
Well, number one, you'd just be wasting your money because you don't need that kind of fuel in there. It'll run and burn it. Probably run pretty good, even high octane, but it ain't gonna hurt nothing but your wallet. Roger.
Yeah, so you're right, your wallet is the main thing. All right, Rondo, take care. We'll talk again. I've still been driving. There's too much traffic going on here, that's why. About 2 lanes of traffic.
Roger that. All right, Jack. We'll talk at you later. This is WRGX 218, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, take care. Have a good evening. We'll talk again. WRGX 218.
WRVV 690 clear.
WSJF 896 on the mobile.
WCTR 566 on here.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSKJ 279 monitoring.
WRWB 489 from WSHM
WSJF 896, Mobile and Rochester Hills.